monthly conversation on climate change and action led by the children and youth in our community. This is Ours to Protect on KCLR, brought to you by KCLR, the IBI, and funded by Commissioner Mann with a television licence fee.
Good evening, I'm Edwina Grace and welcome to Ours to Protect. Our focus this month is on our everyday plastics, specifically plastic bottles, as we're over a year now into the return deposit scheme for which Carlow was declared the best performing county per capita a couple of months ago. But is everybody so engaged and aware of it? As always, our young contributors are steering the series with questions that they want answers to. So let's hear what they have to ask this evening.
My name is Ellen and my question is, why did the people start recycling bottles for money?
Hi, my name is Dylan and my question is, how effective is the return scheme? How effective is it stopping pollution and helping the environment?
My name is Senna and this is my question. What is the biggest benefit for us if we are returning bottles we paid an extra 15 cent for and then getting 15 cent back for it?
Hi, my name's Sophie and my question is, for the people who can't afford the extra 15, 25 cents on the return, what about them?
Hi, my name is Sinead. My question is that, is it like fair on those people who can't recycle them? Like say if they live out the country and then like say if they were riding a bike, they couldn't come down with all those bags and everything and they might not walk. And is it fair on them that you have to pay the 15 extra cents because you might not get it back then? And if you like do that a lot of time, you actually lose a lot of money.
That's what our school children and young people had to ask. Now let's find out what they think of it all.
I think the return campaign for the bottles and cans is really doing a good job because you can definitely see that there's way more people doing it. Like you can see that there's loads of people saving up their cans and then going to the shop. I think it works well. I think it's really good for the environment that now people are recycling their cans and bottles.
Does it make you stop buying drinks and cans and bottles? Or does it make you make sure that you take your can or your bottle if you do buy one and you get rid of it responsibly?
For me, I just keep buying the same amount of drinks. I think it just encourages me to like keep them and definitely recycle them because like you'll be losing money otherwise. So it's definitely worth it.
How do you get involved?
Well, I basically save up like all the bottles we have at home and we bring them back to the machine and we get our 15 cent and 25 cents back, like, and just good for the planet and stuff.
So does it make you think when you're maybe looking for a treat and maybe you get a drink, you're thinking straight away what you're going to do with the bottle, that you're going to maybe bring it home, or what does it make you think?
Instantly, I think maybe just finish my drink and then maybe go home, put it in like the return bag. We have like a return bag and we put it into the return bag. We bring it back to the shop and get like our money back and get a nice treat out of it.
I think it works fairly well because we do it at home and lots of other people do it. So I'm just curious to see how much it actually helps.
It's a good idea, but like if people are bringing back bottles, they're probably going to want to get their own money from it. So that bin will probably won't be as full as every other bin.
And what do you think of the idea in general where you say your local supermarket or other places have these bins and you do get your money back? Is it something that you think people are getting involved in, or could they do more?
Yeah, I'd say a lot of people are probably getting involved because like they have charged the extra tax on the bottles. So some people might be able to afford to have that.
Yeah, I think lots of people are getting involved because even like people love putting in the bottles and just getting back. But it's some of them to say sometimes they don't work, so we don't know about that. Is it fair then?
And when you say they don't work, what issues have you come across?
The returning policy could fall off it and then you can't get it, which like would be a bit unfair after paying the extra tax as well.
And sometimes the bottle is too smushed or it mightn't read the barcode.
Yeah, and it doesn't read the barcode then. So yeah, that's unfair.
I think it's a good idea, but maybe instead of like paying money to like get it back, they should have like a points system. So like each like bottle you return, you get like points for something in the shop.
And you'd be able to go back to the shop then and use those points or?
Yeah, like it'd be like a better reward system.
Do you find you use it in your household?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we have like a bag that we put all the bottles with the return label on them.
So
yeah.
It works.
Yeah, it does.
I think the point system would be a good idea because you could like go back to supermarket and get discounts on things that you want to buy there, even if you're just going like food shopping.
So it would encourage you to go back inside. You probably spend more too.
Yeah.
I think it's a good idea and they should keep going.
I think it encourages people to bring back their bottles.
I think it's a good idea, but I think the points is also a really good idea because you don't really make a lot of money out of it unless you have like tons and tons of bottles. You don't make a lot, so the points would be very good just to get discounts.
And nobody wants to be stood in the supermarket with 100 million bottles
that
they're trying to put through one by one. Could they make the system a bit better, do you think?
I think they could. Maybe just like raise like the amount of money that goes into it. Like the way there's only 15 cents in like cans, that's like not a good idea.
Do you think it puts people off? Or?
Maybe some people, but I'd still do it personally because it's just a good way to get rid of bottles instead of like people leaving them on the ground, just littering it everywhere.
I think it's a good idea because it does encourage people to bring the bottles back because they want to get like their money back and then they'll get like that money off their shopping.
I think it's a good idea as well because instead of leaving them on the floor, it keeps the place a lot tidier.
I think it's a good idea because it encourages people to go to the shop and do return them instead of just leaving them around the house.
I think it's a good scheme, but there's definitely room for improvement because you could recycle milk cartons and things. Nearly every household would have milk cartons and that's still plastic waste.
I think there's like a lot of other systems that you could use, like instead of individually putting bottles in, maybe you could get a bag and weigh them. That would be easier. And some people just aren't able to like bring bags of bottles back. Like you can't bring 10 bags on a bike and not everyone has a car, so it is a bit unfair charging people who they know, okay, I won't be able to get the money back. Like there is a lot of room for improvement, but maybe if it wasn't an extra charge, it was like a reward, you're not paying extra but you're getting more back, that would inspire people even more.
I think it's a good idea. It's better to keep them and return them instead of just dumping them. They end up in landfills or they incinerate them.
And what do you do in your house?
Oh, we collect them. I'm doing it later on today.
So. Very good. So it falls to you, does it? It's your job.
Yeah, we just dump them in the bags in the utility room.
Great. Then, so you have a system.
Yeah.
And tell me, how do you get involved with it as a school?
Well, we have a bin outside, so we use that. And people can just put it in, but we don't get money back from the bin in school.
But it works in terms of getting rid of your recyclable plastics or your bottles in particular.
Yeah, it does.
I think it's a great idea because we're sending the money on to Trocara and helping them out. So.
Right, so it's a win-win.
Yeah.
Is it really all so positive? And where did it all begin for the return deposit scheme? Mag Sweelan is Environmental Awareness Officer with Kilkenny County Council.
The background to the deposit return scheme really came from the fact that, you know, legally and environmentally, I suppose, they wanted to engage a programme that would promote accountability amongst the public around the whole area of recycling. Because unfortunately, the reality was that, OK, we all had our recycling bins, but they weren't being used appropriately. What that meant was that, OK, a lot of people, you might have thought, were recycling their bottles and their aluminium cans. The reality was it was 23%. That's extremely low. So 77% of your bottles and your cans were being thrown away as litter and then went directly into landfill. So that was the reality of the situation. And I suppose from a European perspective, and I don't want to bore our listeners with legislation, that's, we won't get into any of that. But on a European level, they've been trying to tackle this issue across the board and they've set targets for European countries and we're part of the European Union. So the target that has been set in respect of the reduction in plastic bottle collection and use is 70% target for 2025. And then it's over 90% by 2029. So we have a big body of work to be done, but we're doing really, really good work in that area. But I suppose really the whole purpose of the scheme is to try and encourage people, incentivize them to do it, because when people know that there's a monetary value to something, they're inclined to perk up their ears and say, OK, we'll start listening and we'll start doing.
And when you speak to that, we heard Senna there, one of her questions, she was asking, what is the biggest benefit for us if we're only getting back the money paid? And some of our young people suggesting that maybe an extra incentive could be there. instead.
Yeah, I think that's a fairly good point. I don't disagree with Senna at all. I think, look, at we have to start somewhere. And as I said to you, it is coming back to, you know, incentivizing people to do the right thing. So we're trying to shift the mindset here, and we're trying to encourage the general public to row in behind and recycle properly, because behind every product that you have, right, from start to finish, from design right up to production stage, then into the consumption stage, you know, there's a lot of energy being used. There's a lot of water being used. There's transportation, and there's CO2 emissions associated with all of that. And the CO2 emissions, as I'm sure all of your listeners know, because they're learning it as part of the Green Schools programme, is a big factor, along with methane, which is the biggest gas that we see in our landfill sites, create issues with our ozone and are increasing, from a climate change perspective, our temperatures in the atmosphere. We have to play a role in all of that, and recycling is part of that. So what we're trying to do is, with our recycling and that, you know, we're trying to reuse. They might have heard of the circular economy. There's been legislation brought in last year here in Ireland around that, around waste management for the circular economy. So what that means is that instead of making a product and just getting rid of the product at the end when it's no longer fit for purpose, that we try and reuse that product, right? So it's to create what we call a closed loop. Okay, so that's what we're trying to do, that we're going to get more benefit for our money, for our buck, and reuse the product.
And I suppose the incentive itself at the end of the day should be to do what's best for the greater good.
Absolutely.
And that would be to responsibly put your waste where it should go.
Absolutely. And through the Green Schools programme, a lot of our listeners will have already learned that, look, at unfortunately, what happens to our plastic waste? It ends up in our rivers, it ends up in our oceans. And unfortunately, that also has a massive, massive impact on our wildlife and on our animals that are in those particular areas. And unfortunately, plastic does break down. It breaks down at a very slow pace when we're talking about landfill, but in our oceans as well, it breaks down into microplastics. And unfortunately, our fish and our animals ingest that. And in turn, we can ingest that. So there's an environmental aspect, but there's also a health aspect associated with this. So that's why we need to do better.
Dylan's question specifically asks, how effective is the return scheme? Have we seen much of a change since it was implemented?
Yes, well, reports, particularly from around our beach and offshore areas, is that, you know, there's been a significant reduction in our cans and bottles that we see along our banks and our beaches. One thing that we have noted is that, I suppose, from the inception or the start of the scheme, which was February last year, and then it went into full steam ahead, we'll say from June onwards, that we saw an uptake there of roughly around 2 million containers a month being recycled through your return vending machines. But by the end of August, that was after increasing to 110 million. Pretty significant, isn't it? Yeah, so it is working. I suppose for your listeners, because they don't see what happens after they put it into the vending machine, you kind of wonder, well, what's happened next? Is it actually been as effective as we think it's meant to be? But it absolutely is. So yeah, there's really, really good work being done in that area. So we're really happy with that.
The offshoot as well is that a lot of schools and a lot of charitable organisations or sporting bodies or community groups, they're also availing of maybe having a return bin in their respective clubs or wherever, or educational facilities, and they get the benefit of the value, I suppose, of the plastic bottles that go in to use for their own purposes.
They do. A lot of our schools are availing of it, and through my work with the Green Schools programme there, particularly when I was doing the assessments there, Edwina, from January up to the end of March, I was delighted to see so many of the schools had undertaken this particular scheme, and the kids, you know, really enjoyed it as well. And it was actually, what I was delighted to hear was that it came from the pupils. It wasn't an imposition. They wanted to do this. A lot of our GAA clubs and our other sporting organisations outside of the GAA are undertaking this as well. As you said yourself, it's of benefit to the club. It's a nice handy little way to you know, create a little bit more of a cash flow there for our clubs and our organisations. So I would encourage as many as possible to do that. And indeed, ourselves in the council, we have our own DRS, and the money that will be generated from that this year is going to the Carlow Kilkenny Home Care Team.
Brilliant.
So it doesn't have to necessarily go back into your own organisation. You can pick a charity or an organisation of your choice and raise the money for that.
Amazing. What tips would you have for people who are engaging with this system? What should they be doing with their bottles?
If you're looking at your average household and your use of bottles and cans, what actually I do myself at home, I have a plastic bag put aside in the utility area and we collate the cans and bottles as we go along. When that bag is full, and might I add, we don't crush the cans, we don't crush the bottles. They have to be kept in their original form because otherwise the machine, you know, won't accept it. So when that is full, I go to my local, I won't name the supermarket, but I go to that supermarket and that's where I actually then all in one go, I distribute the cans and the bottles and I get my token and for use as well. Now, I have friends that, depending on the supermarket of their choice, they have their own card that they just top up their card. Each time they get the voucher, they go over and put it on the card. And then come Christmas time, they may have the Christmas shopping out of it. Do you know what I mean? So there's a value with that as well. But I suppose what I'd be saying to people is, like, you know, you can do it as you go if it's easier for you. You can do it in bulk if that is the way it would be preferential to you. But what I would say is keep them clean and dry, because otherwise you might have problems with the machine. At the end of the day, the machine is a machine. It will always have a few little minor teething troubles. So it's just in order to help avoid that, that's what I would say to you.
We'll hear more from Mags Whelan a little later on. But did you know that Return has an interactive community map on its website that shows the different groupings who are using their scheme to raise funds? Carlow Rowing Club is among them, and it's Averill Heslin outlines what it means for them.
So we have a small yellow bin to collect the Return bottles. Obviously, the sports club, a lot of kids are using water bottles. They're trying to be proactive with recycling in the club. So, you know, it's just a means of collecting those bottles up. They're not going to landfill, but it also means that we can bring those back to a local superstore and we could just buy bits and pieces for the club. We have a little breakfast area that they use in the morning after training, so we can use money from the bottles to buy tea and coffee and milk and bits and pieces for that. It's not really a huge money spinner for us, but it does help by cleaning products, toilet rolls, bits and pieces for the breakfast room.
Yeah, and as we've seen, the cost of living rising day on day, every little bit helps.
Absolutely, absolutely, that's it, exactly.
And are your members good to interact with it?
All very good. Yeah, we see it filling up on quite a regular basis, so it's great that way.
Brilliant. It was easy enough to get involved?
Yeah, oh, very easy, very easy. I just sent them an email and they sent it out a bin. It was incredibly easy.
What would you say to people maybe who are looking for a home for their bottles, their plastic bottles, and maybe they don't have the time themselves to get to their local Return bank? Would you look for their donations?
Absolutely. They are more than welcome to bring them down. We keep our bin inside because of the area we're in. I don't want to be collecting anything we shouldn't be collecting. So they're welcome to come down with their bottles when we're training. Mornings, weekends, they're always around. They're more than welcome to come down with their bottles and pop them in our bins. Yeah.
And you guys would much rather see them in the bins rather than on the water when you're out rowing?
Oh, absolutely. 100%.
Speaking of which, do you see a lot of that when you're out in the water?
We do. Unfortunately, there is a huge amount of rubbish around, especially, you know, people congregate there in the summer. An awful lot of and glass bottles as well, which is a real pity. You know, we have to tell the kids to be very careful around the slip area in the summer in particular.
Well, hopefully if more people can get involved then in gathering up the recyclables and disposing of them responsibly, that will help everybody in the long run. Averill Heslin there from Carlow Rowing Club. That map on the Return website will show your nearest benefiting group or service if you wish to donate your plastic bottles. Now back to our young quizmasters. Let's see what else they want to know.
My name is Harry and I'm on the Green Souls here in the Sewell. And the Holy Spirit, why can children do to help recycle bottles and home and sewer?
What happens with the bottles after? Like, we don't know what happens. They just say, like, bring it back and you get your money. But for all we know, they could just be going straight back to landfills.
And would that be something that concerns you?
Yeah, I really strongly disagree with landfills because they really damage our atmosphere and the air we breathe. Like,
we return to Environmental Awareness Officer with Kilkenny County Council, Mags Whelan. Our young people are keen to know what happens if plastic bottles end up at landfills or civic community sites.
Look, I suppose in our landfill site, like, we have our one here now in Kilkenny, which is our Dunmore Civic Community Site, which is a fantastic facility that should be availed of more by members of the public, because you can bring your household and commercial waste there, your food waste, your recycling, your green waste, which would be, you know, your hedge cuttings, grass, etc. from the garden. your We Ireland, which is your electrical goods. So anything that has a plug or a socket, you can bring it up there and dispose of it appropriately. And your hazardous waste and special waste. So that would be maybe your food, oil, cans of paint that you might have left over after painting a couple of rooms in the house, etc. So you can bring all of that up to your civic community site, and it's disposed of then, it's segregated appropriately up in that site. And in turn, then it will be removed from that site to a larger facility, a sorting facility that specialises in that particular area. For example, like, you know, you might have your mixed paper, your cardboard, your plastics, your textiles, etc. They'd be collected by Green Star and moved to their site and then again disposed of appropriately. So it's the same with our paints and our aerosols. They're sent to Enva Ireland up in Portlaoise, for example. And then, of course, your food waste. It's sent to a massive composting facility where there's an anaerobic digester. That food waste is broken down and it's turned into a gas called biogas. So that can be used as an energy source. And then the digestate, which is the material that's left behind, can be used by our farmers and by our community gardens then as a soil nutrient. Okay. So that's just to give you an example of how it all works.
So for young people who are concerned that it goes to a landfill and stays at a landfill?
Absolutely not. With your recycled, and because we're on about, for instance, now the DRS scheme, the deposit return scheme, your bottles and cans go to what's known as a material recovery facility. We call it, in short, MRF. Remember that, a MRF facility, right? That material then is sorted, right? It's broken down into what they call PET plastic. Now, PET, it's a big, long word that I'm not even able to pronounce, right? So we'll just call it PET plastic, right? Aluminium, it's broken down into steel. And then what they do is, if there's any contamination, you know, if it hasn't been cleaned properly, that's sorted, it's cleaned, it's washed. And then they bale it and they prepare it for recycling. So what they're doing with that PET plastic, they're making new bottles from that plastic that you will see in your supermarket store. If you're buying your bottle of Lucozade, your bottle of Coca-Cola, etc., it's made of PET plastic, so recyclable plastic. And ultimately, what that does is it reduces the amount of energy that's needed. So if they were to make a can or a bottle from scratch, from raw material, 95% more energy will be used. So amazing. It's really, really significant. And just a fun fact for you, recycling just one can, one aluminium can save energy to power a television for 3 hours. So it's pretty significant. Like.
And that's quite a practical way of describing it. And yeah. With that in mind, Harry was asking, how can young people get more involved in segregating the recyclables and waste?
Again, it's coming back to what we mentioned there earlier. If you don't have a deposit return bin in your school, I would encourage you to, you know, if you're not part of the Green Schools Committee, go to the Green Schools Committee and say that it is something that is needed. Talk to the teachers and your principal there and encourage them to get on board. And then if it's something that you're passionate about, get involved with the Green Schools Committee. And, you know, each week you be responsible for emptying those bins and bringing them to the appropriate return vending machine and getting the token for your school. You can encourage your school if they don't have proper bins in place for recycling, for your general waste and for your food bins, encourage them to look at that. Go and do a waste audit of your school, for example. And indeed, at home in your own household, every household has to have, they're legally obliged to have a 3-bin system in place. But if you think that mum and dad or your sister or brother or granny and granddad aren't doing it properly, you can go on to a website called mywaste.ie, and that has broken down for your general waste, for your food waste, for your recycling waste, exactly what needs to go in what bin. And you can even print off a poster that you can put up in the household and encourage mum and dad and your brothers and sisters to do the right thing.
Finally, Mags, you touched on the Dunmore Civic Community Centre. I suppose a lot of people over the years would have almost negative connotations when it comes to what were originally known as the dumps or the landfills. But there's been a lot of very positive inroads in and around the Dunmore facility.
Absolutely, Edwina. And Alan Rattigan is the manager up in Dunmore, and he has a fantastic team of people around him. And I have to tell you, the feedback that we get inside in the environment section about the lads up in Dunmore is phenomenal, about how helpful they are, how encouraging they are, how happy they are as you go in on the site. And there isn't anything you could ask them that they won't do. the site has expanded over the years, and that's in line with legislation, you know, and different changes that come into place. So we have like space there for your household and commercial waste, your food waste, your recycling, your electrical goods. Point of fact, the bulky furniture day is going to be coming up now in the third week of September this year. During that period, members of the public can drop any items that they have lying around the house that for the last year that they've been dying to get rid of, and it'll be very cost effective, minimal cost to them. So that'll be going on for the third week of September this year as well up in the site. But certainly, you know, we've facilitated now tours of the site so that people can gain a better understanding about how they can dispose of their waste properly and what the facility has to offer. So if any of your listeners, you know, want to take us up on that, we'd be only happy to facilitate.
And then the offshoot, you have the countryside park to one side and the training ground for Absolutely. The GA on the other side as well.
Yeah, I know, it's pretty amazing. Actually, you know, there's a number of things that we're trying to tease out in respect of supporting one another there, but it's amazing that that's after happening over the last couple of years. Who would have thought? But it's a brilliant facility, and you know, long may it continue.
So that's what's going on in Kilkenny, and thanks to Mag Sweelan for that. Mary Walsh is the facility manager at Paris Town Civic Community Site in Carlow, and she tells us a bit more about that.
It's a closed landfill site, and it now operates as a service for householders and small businesses to bring their waste and their recyclables. So we accept all household materials as regards recyclables, your standard papers, plastics, cardboard, scrap metal and wee, and all those kind of recyclables that we'd all have at home in our houses, Edwina. And we also accept then the residue left over household waste that you might have. Also, it's a facility that will accept garden waste, timber, food waste. So really, anything that we create at home as regards recyclables and waste, there's a spot for almost everything here.
And I suppose, Mary, the questions some of our children have asked over the last while relate to much of this. One of them is, what can we as children do to help recycle our bottles and other items at home and at school? So before they get to you guys, what could they do to help?
Children are the best at this, really, Edwina, and they're so excited and they're so eager. It's great to have questions from children. So as regards their plastic bottles, I suppose really it comes back down to just keep doing it. Keep recycling, keep segregating, rinse out your bottles, put them into your recycling bin. We're all aware now of the return scheme for our bottles. So when we buy our drinks in the supermarkets and the shops, we can get our money back on most of the bottles that we're buying. That's such a great incentive for children. So gather up your bottles, ask your granny and granddads to keep any plastic bottles that they have for you. Or, you know, you see children at events now, Edwina, and they're picking up the bottles off the ground because they're worth 15 or 25 cents. And it's a great incentive. So I would encourage children to do that and to be aware that every bottle or almost every bottle that they buy with a mineral or a drink now is worth money. So keep doing it, keep recycling, keep returning, because it does have a huge impact on our environment and on the future.
And for the ones that don't make it to the return scheme, if they end up at landfills, what happens to them?
People talk about landfills, Edwina, and really there's very little plastic ending up at landfill anymore, because there's actually, I think there's only two landfills left in the country at this stage. So basin landfill isn't being filled with our plastic bottles really anymore. And our plastic bottles, if they end up in our rubbish rather than coming down the recycling route, depending on who the operator is, they might be intercepted, and the plastics are often taken out of that material before it gets to be disposed of. And even if some of them aren't at this stage, the household waste that goes from Powerstown goes up to the incinerator. And the incinerator is a facility which produces energy from waste. So I suppose for those bottles that get past the recycling system and that end up in our rubbish, they actually are going through a process where energy is being created from them to fuel houses and to fuel businesses around the country.
Which is really important, Mary, because a lot of the children I spoke to were of the belief that landfills and even civic amenity sites across the country were damaging the environment. There was this fear that everything is still going into the ground and there's still these heaps of smelly masses and
yes,
and that kind of thing. Yeah. And that's not necessarily the case.
It's not, Edwina, no. And I suppose any landfill that has operated in the past 20, 30 years has operated under an EPA licence. And there's very strict controls stipulated in all of those licences with regards to how you operate your site and how you need to operate your site in a manner that's protecting the environment. So when a site is managed carefully and managed correctly, the impact on the environment really should be minimal. At this stage, most of those landfill sites are closed and capped, so there really is no impact on the environment. The site in Powerstown is closed and capped, and we now have given the site here back to nature. So we have a 60-acre site in Powerstown now that is flooded with a host of animals, birds, wildlife, trees, flowers. There's 20 acres here covered with natural Irish wildflowers. So we need to move away from the idea of things ending up in landfill, Edwina, because at this stage in our country, waste to landfill is minimal. And the waste from our facility is taken by a company called Panda. And Panda have recently opened a new plant in Dublin. And it's a €5 million investment where Panda have developed and installed new infrastructure to extract metals and plastics that might have ended up in the waste stream. So rather than that waste going straight to the incinerator, they now have a purpose-built facility where metals and plastics are being extracted from that waste material, allowing them to then go back into the recycling process and to be reused as a recyclable product rather than going as waste energy.
How does your team separate the different types of waste when they arrive at your facility?
So we actually encourage our customers to do that element of the work, Edwina, because our facility is set up in such a way that if you arrive with your recyclables, there's an area for plastic bottles, there's another area for cardboard, there's another area for paper. So it's kind of our customers that do that job for us. We don't do the separation here ourselves. So customers will present with their material, and when they're familiar with the site, they know that when they're bringing it, they need to have their plastic separate, they need to have their cardboard separate. And it's actually very easy to do when you know the setup and when you get set up to suit that at home. You know, you keep a separate box maybe for your paper and your cardboard and another one for your plastics and another one for your Tetra Pak, and when you come to Powerstown then it's all just in front of you. You have easy access to each of those and the separation is just done from point one, I suppose, really, Edwina, yeah.
Fantastic. And I'm sure, Mary, you and your team would welcome people to come out and have a look.
Yeah, we facilitate school tours all the time here. During spring clean-up month for April and running into May, we facilitated 8 school tours. We had up to 250 children on site in that time. So it was lovely to see the children, hear their questions, explain to them what we do, see their level of interest. So absolutely, yes, yeah, school tours, primary, secondary, third level, we facilitate them all, Edwina. The offer is there. Tours are something that we're quite happy to give. Education and awareness, yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Mary Walsh, their facility manager of Powerstown Civic Amenity Site in Carlow. We earlier heard from Environmental Awareness Officer with Kilkenny County Council, Max Whelan, Avril Heslin of Carlow Rowing Club, and participating pupils from St Bridget's National School in Bagnallstown, Bunscoil Macaulay Rice in Callan, and Kilkenny City-based School of the Holy Spirit and Girls Glossary. Thanks to all of those for their contributions. We finish off with some tips from our team. Be mindful of potential waste when you're buying products. Begin to segregate at home into plastics, card and so on. Mywaste.ie has a good breakdown of what goes where. Find your local return bank or recycling point. See what group needs your plastic bottles on the Return Community Initiative map at return.ie. And remember, recycling plastics means you're reducing the creation of new ones. As Mary Walsh says, some of today's children will be the engineers of the future and could be the ones behind groundbreaking, innovative ideas. Thanks for listening, and join us on the 31st of July for more on climate action and climate change from the young people of Carlow and Kilkenny.
Ours to Protect, funded by Commission na Man with a television licence fee, and is in partnership with KCLR and the IBI.